Now let me read here verses 9 and 10, which deal with the first wild beast. He says, if any man hath an ear, let him hear. If anyone is for captivity, that is, bring together captives, if anyone is for captivity, into captivity he goeth. If any man shall kill with the sword must he be killed. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And this is without doubt, to my judgment, one of the most awe-inspiring statements in the Word of God. Now, he says here, if any man, and he says it here three times, and it's an invitation to the ear of man, in fact, the ear of anyone to hear the Word of God at any time in any age. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And it's, if any man hath an ear, let him hear. That's the way it begins. If any man hath an ear. Here it is again, the wedding of free will and election. If any man. Now, any man means any man. But if any man hath an ear, well, doesn't everybody have ears? Yes, there are some people that don't hear, though they have ears. There are people that just don't listen at all. They don't hear. I had a neighbor. He was retired. He worked around the house a great deal, and his wife was a very wonderful person, but she talked a great deal. And when he'd get outside to work, he would lift that hearing aid out of his ear. And he did it, I discovered, for a purpose. I remember he was pruning a tree one day. And she came out and she was just talking a blue streak to him for about, well, I'm sure 5 minutes. And all of a sudden she noticed he didn't have his hearing aid. And she says, you haven't heard a word I've said. He just kept on sawing. And she turned around and went back in the house. And I discovered that's exactly what he wanted. He was out there to prune the trees and not carry on a conversation. There are a great many people, though, that don't have a hearing aid to hear the Word of God. They don't want to hear it to begin with. Now, we want to make it possible for every person to study the Word of God in the next five-year program. But if you think that I have any dream that everybody in the country is going to be studying the Word of God beginning next year in a five-year program, may I say that I do not have the wildest dream that that could come to pass at all. And I know that it's confined to those that have an ear to hear the Word of God. But any man, that's free will. But you've got to have the ear, that's election. And that's the way God weds them together. Now, what he's saying here is something that's not for you and me. At least I hope it's not for you. I know it's not for me. I trust it's not for you because we have already made the determination that beginning of chapter 4, we were dealing with future things that were beyond the church and that the church was no longer in the world. And in this section, John has made it clear that we're in the great tribulation period so that we know where we are. And the thing that makes these two verses here so awe-inspiring is this, that he says to God's saints at that time, there will be Israel and Gentiles and multitudes in the world. There will be ruling, as we have seen in this chapter, an Antichrist, a ruler who is a world dictator. And I mean a world dictator. Men are not going to buy nor sell, as we shall see, without his permission. They'll not be able to travel without his permission. He'll rule the world as no one has ever ruled in the past. Now, why is God permitting this? Well, God is saying to those that are his own, don't resist him. To begin with, it wouldn't do you any good. And the second thing is, this is the patience and the faith of the saints of that time. If you're in the world during the great tribulation, then you're going to have to bear with patience and faith the awful trial that will be coming even on God's children. And so God has apparently withdrawn from the world, and he's now turned it over to Satan. You see, today, the Holy Spirit is in the world, and he curtails, he smothers resistance. He today is holding back evil. Now, it doesn't look that way, but just think what it'll be when he is removed from that office and evil is permitted to have its day. An evil man and Satan will have full sway. And as we've said before, this actually is poetic justice. The devil and his minions of evil and lost mankind will never be able to say to God, "You never gave us a chance. If you just have given us a chance, why, we would have been able to work things out." Well, God's going to give them a chance. A brief period, but if it wasn't a brief period, there'd be no flesh left here, the Lord Jesus says.